大家好。
Good morning.
It is a pleasure and joy for me to be here with you.
是一个好高兴，我可以大家喺大家当中同大家一齐敬拜。
Oftentimes I'm only here on Sunday mornings.
通常我都系星期日朝头早我先至喺讲台上边。
So it's very good to worship with you and be here with you.
所以真系好开心嘅，我可以今朝同大家一齐喺度敬拜，同大家一齐。
Leaders are essential.
領袖是很重要的。
Whether you are a leader or not,
你是不是一个领袖或者不是一个领袖。
Whether you like your leaders or not,
或者你喜欢你的领袖或者不喜欢你的领袖。
Leaders are essential.
領袖都是这么重要。
We need leaders because they make decisions for a group.
領袖我們需要他們，因為我們需要這個領袖來為我們一個小群體去拿主意。
Sometimes tough decisions that even the group may not be willing to make.
有時候有些是很難決定的事，但是我們需要一個領袖去為我們去決定。
We need leaders because leaders give vision.
我們需要領袖，因為領袖讓我們看到一些遠見。
They prompt, urge, and guide the rest of us.
他提示我們或者催促我們，帶領我們
toward things we must do, even things we don't want to do.
去做一啲我哋願意做或者唔願意做嘅事。
But we must.
但係我哋有時候我哋係必要嘅。
Thinking about leadership today.
今日諗起領袖呢個嘅問題。
And what God requires of leaders, I've come to conclude at least this one thing.
我諗下，即係神需要有啲咩嘅因素要需要啲領袖咧？我咧就諗到依幾點。
The way of the Christian leader is different.
一個基督徒的領袖是有些不同的。
The Christian leader, whether you're a pastor or an elder, a teacher or an accountant, a nurse or a parent,
不論你是牧師，或者你是長老，或者你是會計師、護士，或者一個教師，或者一個家長。
Whatever sphere of influence that you are in,
不論你在哪一個位份那裡,
the way you lead and guide those in your care should be different.
你去做領袖嗰個嘅方法應該係唔同嘅。
There is a difference.
係有啲嘅分別嘅。
And this difference is what I want to explore with you today.
呢啲嘅分別就係我今日想同大家一齊去探討嘅。
And to do so, I want to focus our attention on this popular story from 1 Samuel.
我哋想藉著撒母耳記上一段嘅故事咧，我哋嚟去專注去研究。
With the story of David and Goliath.
就係講到大衛依個嘅故事。
And Donald here will read it for us in Chinese.
我想同大家讀兩段嘅經文，都係喺撒母耳記上第十七章嘅。我先睇第四節到第十一節，然後咧我哋再讀十七節到第四十節。撒母耳記上第十七章第四節開始咁讀，從非利士營中。出來一個討戰的人，名叫哥利亞，是加特人，身高六爪零一虎口，頭戴銅盔，身穿海甲，甲重五千石克勒，腿上有銅護膝，兩肩之中背負銅戟，槍幹粗如織布的機軸，鐵槍頭重六百石克勒，有一個拿盾牌的人在他面前走。哥利亞對著以色列的軍隊站立，呼叫說：你們出來吧！敗列隊伍作什麼呢？我不是非利士人嗎？你們不是掃羅的僕人嗎？可以從你們中間揀選一人，使他下到我這裡來。他若能與我戰鬥，將我殺死，我們就作你們的僕人；我若勝了他，將他殺死，你們就作我們的僕人，服侍我們。那非利士人又說：我今日向以色列人的军队骂战，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶，极其惧怕。咁我哋再睇由第十七节睇落去到第四十节。一日，耶西对他儿子大卫说：你拿一依法控了的碎子和十个饼，速速的送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。再拿這十塊奶餅送給他們的千夫長，且問你哥哥們好，向他們要一封信來。 扫罗与大卫的三个哥哥和以色列众人在以拉谷与非利士人打仗。大卫早晨起来，将羊交托一个看守的人，照着他父亲所吩咐的话，带着食物去了。到了辎重营，军兵刚出到战场，呐喊要战。以色列人和非利士人都摆列队伍彼此相对。大卫把他带来的食物留在看守密见的人手下， 跑到战场问他个哥们安。与他们说话的时候，那讨战的就是属加勒的非利士人哥利亚，从非利士队中出来，说从前所说的话，大卫都听见了。以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。以色列人彼此说：这上来的人，你看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人骂战，若有能杀他的，王必赏赐他 大才，将自己的女儿给他为妻，并在以色列人中免他父娘，免他父加纳娘当差。大卫问站在旁边的人说：有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这美受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂战吗？百姓照先前的话回答他说： 有人能杀这非利士人，必如此如此待他。大卫的兄长以利押听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他烦怒说：你下来作什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意。你下来，特为要看争战。大卫说：我作了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？大卫就离开他，转向别人，照先前的话而问百姓。
仍照先前的话答他。有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗。扫罗便打发人叫他来。大卫对扫罗说：人都不因那非利士人胁胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。扫罗对大卫说：你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就作战士。大卫对扫罗说：
你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中细一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就抽着他的胡子，将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这美受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂战，也必像狮子和熊一般。大卫又说：耶和华救我出离狮子和熊的爪， 也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。扫罗对大卫说：你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。扫罗就把自己的箭衣给大卫穿上，把铜甲给他戴上，又给他穿上铠甲。大卫把刀挎在箭衣外，试试能走不能走，因为扫罗没有穿惯，就对扫罗说：我穿戴这些不能走，因为扫罗没有穿惯，于是摘脱了。他手中拿杖， 又在溪中挑选五块光滑石子，放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着溺石的基言，就去迎那非利士人。
Thank you. David is kneeling at the brook in the valley of Elah, choosing five smooth stones.
大卫喺一个以拉谷嘅溪流嗰度跪喺度。
If you look at him closely, he's doing something any young boy would do at the edge of a stream.
如果你睇即係細心去睇嘅話，任何一個年一個少年人，如果喺一個溪邊嗰度嘅話，佢都會做同樣嘅事。He's
choosing stones.
喺度揀緊石頭。
But as you know, he's not picking rocks to skip.
但係你知道佢喺度揀緊石仔，唔係愛嚟話去片石。
Rather, he's in the middle of a tense and volatile situation. In this eerily quiet brook, David is smack dab in the middle of a battle. Two armies face each other, the Israelites against the Philistines. Though tentative, each side is on the verge of attack. And here, in the middle is this young shepherd David picking up stones.
在当中, 这样的情景底下, 有一个的牧童, 这个大卫, 在那里捡石头。
Swords and spears, shields and arrows surround him.
有剑、枪、盾牌和箭, 在他的周围。
Blood and death is imminent.
流血和死亡, 是随时都会发生的。
And here is David choosing stones.
但是, 当中我们看到这个大卫在捡石仔。
When you look a little more closely at David kneeling at the brook, you wouldn't know this was a battleground.
如果我们再细心看清楚的话, 看看大卫的话, 他跪在这个溪边,溪流中间, 我们真的想不到他现在是在一个战场的中间。
You couldn't tell just by looking at him now, he's calm as the waters. He is where he's kneeling.
我们真的怎么看他跪在这个这么平静的水当中的时候, 我真的想不到他原来的心情都是这么平静。
His strength is as firm as the stones he is gathering.
然而他那个一股的力量, 就好像他执着那些石头那么稳固。
I think it would be a shame to see this story only as a children's story.
我觉得有时就不是太好, 我们看这个故事呢, 只是当是儿童故事这样去看。
The story certainly has all the elements that appeal to children, swords and giants, slingshots and underdogs.
当然在这个故事里面, 所有的内容呢, 都是充满了儿童故事的内容啊, 有, 有刀剑枪, 弹叉, 这些的东西。
But there's more here.
但是当中有更多的东西。
This story originally written wasn't intended just for children, it was intended for everyone.
这个故事原本, 即是写出来的时候不是只是说我们给儿童去看的,而是对每一个人, 去讲的。
So look at David a little bit more closely here.
所以我们去细心的,去详细地看大卫。
Picture him kneeling at the stream, picking five smooth stones.
我们看看大卫在这里,在个溪中, 他们在捡紧五块光滑的石头。
What is he doing?
他在做什么?
Why is he here?
为什么他在那里?
David has been chosen by God.
大卫是被神所拣选,
anointed is the word.
高末就是那两个的字。
This is the first thing we must remember as we dive into this story.
这个就是我们应该第一件事, 即是进入这个故事的时候我们要记住的。
Taking one step back into chapter 16, just prior to this story, we are told of David and how he is chosen.
我们在第16章那里, 我们就看一下这个故事的前一段的时候, 大卫是被神所拣选的。
And he's chosen not just from the nation of Israel, but also from among his seven brothers.
他不单是为这个民族被拣选, 他其实是在七兄弟之中被拣选出来。
And remember, he was the youngest of his brothers.
记住他在七兄弟之中他是最年幼的。
Not the strongest.
不是最大, 不是最强壮的。
Not the most experienced.
也不是最有经验的。
But chosen.
他是被拣选的。
This we have to remember.
这个是我们要记住的。
God had chosen David. He had anointed him, given him power through the Spirit.
神拣选了大卫, 高抹他, 给他, 藉着圣灵赐给他的能力。
Fast forward.
我们现在拨快这个片段。
In the valley of Elah, though, he is not yet the king.
在以拉谷这个地方, 他还没行作王的。
He has been chosen to be the king, but at this point, he's not yet.
他虽然是被选为王, 但在这一刻里面他还没做王。
In fact, it would be years before he assumes the throne on which Saul now sits.
其实他是经过了很多年之后, 他才可以从扫罗王那里接位。
So what's going on? Why is this young shepherd dipping his hand in the water and choosing stones?
究竟大卫在这里,即是将他的手浸在河水那里,是预表什么?
David is here now at this place and in this time because before he becomes king to replace Saul,
大卫在这个地方里面, 是他接任扫罗王之前, 他在这个地方当中,
he's being shaped into a leader.
他是被模造成为一个王。
David, though chosen, is not yet ready.
大卫虽然被拣选, 但是他还未曾, ,完美。
And so in this valley, in this pressure-filled place where men on both sides tremble at imminent battle, God raises up his next chosen leader.
所以在一个充满紧张气氛的战场的地方, 充满了两个军队对盟的地方的时候, 神轻轻了他将要被,
Now, to help us follow and get to the heart of the story, a little better. I want to focus on three words.
我想更加進深去認識呢個故事, 我想提到三個字。
Three words that I believe will help us to see the shaping of David into the leader God wants him to be.
這三個字就是神怎樣去裝備大衛成為一個將來的王。
These words are paralysis.
第一個就是停頓下來,
indignation.
第二個就是很,憤慨,
and running.
第三個就是奔跑。
Paralysis. The story begins with the champion Goliath from the Philistine side. He is huge at over 9 feet tall. He is menacing. His presence on the battle lines intimidates. His armor is made of bronze. His helmet, his javelin, all made of bronze.
他的盔甲、他的頭盔、他的槍都是銅做的。
And despite the heaviness of his gear, he wears it effortlessly.
雖然這些武器、這些銅盔是很重, 但是哥利亞帶上來好像是不費吹灰之力。
Then Goliath steps forward and issues a challenge, shouting to the Israelites, "Send down your best fighter."
這個哥利亞就是來到這個人面前大聲對著以色列人說,將你最好的勇士拿出來。
Send your champion. If he fights and kills me, our entire army will become your subjects.
如果他可以殺到我們的話,我們的軍隊就成為你的僕人。
But if I kill him, you will be our subjects and serve us.
如果我殺了你們的話,你們就要成為我的僕人去服侍我們。
Already you can imagine the knees of the Israelites shaking.
你們可以想到,以色列人,他們在腳震。
A giant soldier with all the best armor and weapons, and this challenge to fight man against man.
這個巨人,這班這麼強壯的軍隊,根本就是嚇到他們在腳震, 根本就好像不知道怎樣對抗他們。
Who would step up?
誰敢走出來?
No one.
沒有人敢。
The Israelites, we are told, are dismayed and terrified.
我們看到以色列人在這裡,他們是膽喪和懼怕。
Seeing this giant before them, they are afraid. And they are embarrassed too. Without even throwing a spear yet, Goliath drives an insult deep into their morale. He says, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel."
他說,今天我要跟你罵戰,跟你們的軍隊罵戰。
And each day, for 40 days, Goliath does this.
接下來那40天,哥利亞都是這樣做。
Takes his stand in the battleground, shouts his defiance, and waits for a challenger.
每天都出來,對著以色列人的軍隊罵戰,等著一個人夠膽走出來。
And from the army of Israel, no one steps forward. So each day is more humiliating than the last. And why? Because the Israelites, led by Saul, are paralyzed. For 40 days, they are in a state of paralysis. Fear does this to you. Gripped in fear, we freeze. We are rendered immobile. When challenges face us, and the odds seem insurmountable, the common response, or should I say reflex, is to do nothing. Why proceed when we know we're going to lose? What's the point of going further? I wonder if any of you feel like this morning. Paralyzed by fear at some difficult decision before you.
你有沒有因為你任何的懼怕令到你停頓不前?
Paralyzed by fear because of some challenge in your life right now.
你的生命上面是不是受到一些挑戰?
I like watching movies. And there are a lot of movies about World War II. In almost all these movies, we're usually shown the terrible and dehumanizing way millions of Jews had been gathered, tortured, and massacred. I was in Munich recently and had the opportunity to visit one of the first concentration camps operated by the Nazis. Now a memorial, all the photos and stories of how unjust the Jews were treated, the torture that went on, all this allowed me to still hear the cries of the people.
很多關於當時被迫害、被屠殺的一些照片,令我想起當時那個人的情景是怎樣。
You can imagine, in the face of this Nazi death machine, how paralyzed were the Jews.
大家可以想到,那些猶太人面對死亡在他們前面的時候,他們是嚇到動都不敢動的。
In one sense, there is no way around fear, facing fear in our lives. Yes, the Israelites ran away from Goliath in great fear. But Goliath was still there, always there, no matter how far they ran. Those things that terrify us in our lives will always be around. The question then is, what will our response to fear be? And not just fear, but to evil. What should our response be to those things that terrify us?
罪惡的事,我們恐懼,我們說,這些東西對我們有威脅性的事,
the Israelites were dismayed and terrified at Goliath, but look at David's response.
以色列人當他面對哥利亞的時候,他們是很害怕,不知道怎樣好,但我們看看大衛怎樣去面對。
You could describe his response to Goliath as indignation.
我們看到大衛的回應, 对于哥利亚,
now, David never signed up for army duty.
大卫从来都没有去参军。
In fact, our story first sets David taking care of his father's sheep.
故事开始的时候讲到大卫根本就是在家里面为他爸爸看羊。
His father, though concerned about, was concerned about David's older brothers, sends David with food and the task to look in on them and to see how they are doing.
爸爸是掛著大衛的六個哥哥,所以就派大衛去看看他們的哥哥怎樣,看他們的安全不安全。He
brings bread and cheese.
他叫他帶一些麵包和一些娛樂。A
shepherd boy bringing bread and cheese.
一個牧童帶著一些麵包和一些奶餅。This
is our eventual hero.
這個就是我們將要看到的大英雄。When
David arrives at the camp, he finds that his brothers are fine. In fact, the whole army is fine, not a scratch or a bruise. But as David lingers around longer, he realizes things are not fine. While the number of injured on his side is low and the casualties zero,
在他的軍隊裡面,傷亡的是很少,死亡的更好像沒有。
David soon discovers there is something immensely wrong here in the Valley of Elah.
大衛很快就發現到在伊拉谷那裡,有些事情很不對勁。
Goliath has stepped forward, shouting his usual insult to the Israelites and their God. And what does...
哥利亞每天都在對他們辱罵,不單止這樣,對神,對他們的永生神在辱罵。
And what does David notice?
大衛注意到什麼呢?
Nothing.
什麼?
In fact, what he saw were soldiers cowering in fear, running away from Goliath.
他只是看到以色列人的膽怯和懦弱,還有逃跑。
And to this, David is indignant.
就是因為這件事,所以大衛在這裡就是很悲憤。
You could sense, even in this young, handsome shepherd boy, an anger stirring in him.
We
see David, taken aback, asks some of the soldiers around him, who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? How can we just stand by and keep taking these shots from this Philistine and be embarrassed? But there's more. David is not just embarrassed by the insults. I think David is indignant that his living God was nowhere to be found in the life of his own people, his army. David is indignant that the opposition questioned his living God, and the only response from his side were soldiers running away in fear. You see, the Israelite army became more in awe of Goliath than they were in awe of God, who promised to be on their side. They saw this giant, his armor, his weapons, and they lost sight of God. They lost their faith right at the time and place it counted most. So as much as David was indignant at this giant Philistine, my sense is he was indignant also at the lack of faith. This reminds us that sometimes indignation is necessary. Becoming indignant towards those things, the principalities and powers that constrain us to live life in the light of God's ways, is necessary. For example, when we learn of people in countries all over the world forcing young girls into prostitution, and making money off them, we must be indignant at this. When we learn of local governments or law officials turning a blind eye towards these kinds of things, we must become indignant at this. Do you see what I mean? It is necessary. Just as we are called to love in the way God loves, so we are also to be indignant at the evil that persists today. Leaders especially must show the way to be indignant at those powers that oppress
others.
What next? What does David do now?
大衛現在做什麼呢?
Indignant at this giant Philistine who has defied his living God, David now runs.
除了他對於一些哥利亞人去侮辱他們和侮辱他們的神的時候,他發出那個悲憤,大衛現在開始奔跑。
He runs.
他奔跑。
David is set apart in this story as the only person who trusts in God.
大衛在這個故事裡面,讓我們看到是唯一一個信靠神的人。
The army, his army has lost faith, and Saul has lost his faith. But David shines in this story. He sees the same things that Saul and his army sees, big life in issuing insults.
佢睇到掃羅王同埋佢嘅軍隊所睇到同樣嘅嘢，就係、是、呢個哥利亞同埋佢哋俾佢哋嘅嗰個嘅侮辱。
These are all the same for everyone in the valley.
喺呢個谷裏邊，每一個人都睇到同樣嘅事。
But David sees these in a different light.
但係大衛卻用一個唔同嘅亮光去睇到。
Because what sets David apart from everyone else here is his faith.
點解大衛喺度係與眾不同呢？因為就係佢對神嗰個嘅信心。
And you see, in faith, David faces and overcomes two obstacles even before his showdown with Goliath.
你大家睇到喺即係大衛嗰個嘅信心，佢喺佢面對哥利亞之前咧，佢已經可以睇到有兩樣嘅難阻。
And both these obstacles come from his own side, his own people.
呢兩個難阻係喺佢自己人嗰度出嚟嘅。
First, his eldest brother Eliab.
第一個就係佢嘅大哥哥以勒。
He sees David speaking with other soldiers and scolds him for hanging around where he shouldn't.
佢睇見大衛同呢啲嘅兵喺度傾偈嘅時候，佢就鬧大衛話：你唔應該喺度即係行嚟行去。
He belittles David.
佢咧就小看咗大衛。
Tries to put him back in his place.
將佢嘗試咧將佢放翻喺佢原來嗰個地方。
Back with the sheep.
就係翻當看羊。
But David is undeterred.
但係大衛係堅定不移。
His faith keeps him going.
佢嗰個信心驅使佢向前。
And so he ignores his brother.
所以咧，佢冇再理會佢嘅大哥。
Second, when David is brought before King Saul.
第二就話大衛將被帶到去掃羅王嘅面前嘅時候。
Saul.Immediately discounts him.
掃羅王好即刻嘅就即係睇小佢。
He takes a look at him and he says, "You're only a boy."
睇佢之後話，你只不過係一個小孩。
You can't fight Goliath; he'll crush you.
你唔可以同哥利亞打仗啊！佢可以即係會即刻即係撳死你啊
！But David's faith, his trust in God, helps him recall the times when God had delivered him from both a lion and a bear.
但係大衛嗰個信心。佢對神嗰個信心，即刻就俾佢提醒到神以前點樣救佢脱離獅子同埋熊。
And as David tells Saul of God's faithfulness，
但係當大衛去對掃羅講佢對神嗰個信心嘅時候
，Saul gives in and even blesses David。
掃羅就即係容許佢咁做，甚至都係祝福佢添。
Go and the Lord be with you。
你去，願神祝福你。
So here's David now。
所以我而家睇到大衛
kneeling at the brook。
喺呢個嘅溪流中間跪低落嚟
，choosing five smooth stones，
喺度揀緊五塊細小嘅光滑嘅石頭
，getting ready for battle with this God-defying Philistine。
準備好咧，去面對呢個哥利亞非利士人。
What happens next？
跟住落嚟係點樣咧
？David runs，
大衛就奔跑。
Listen closely again to the text。
我哋再繼續睇跟住落嚟嗰四十一節到五十節。嘅經文，他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑選了五塊光滑石子，放在袋裏，就是牧人帶的囊裏。手中拿着甩石的機緣，就去迎那非利士人。非利士人也漸漸的迎著大衛來，拿盾牌的走在前頭。非利士人觀看見了大衛，就藐視他，因為他年輕，面色光紅。面貌俊美，非利士人對大衛說：你拿杖到我這裏來，我豈是狗呢？非利士人就指著自己的神咒坐大衛。非利士人又對大衛說：來吧，我將你的肉給空中的飛鳥、田野的走獸吃。大衛對非利士人說：你來攻擊我是靠著刀槍和銅戟，我來攻擊你是靠著萬軍之耶和華的名，就是你所怒罵帶領以色列軍隊的神。今日耶和華必將你交在我手裏，我必殺你，斬你的頭，又將非利士軍兵的屍首給空中的飛鳥、地上的獸吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神，又使這眾人知道耶和華使人得勝，不是用刀用槍，因為爭戰的勝敗全在乎耶和華，他必將你們交在我們手裏。非利士人起身迎著大衛前來，大衛跟望迎著非利士人往戰場跑去，大衛用手裏從囊中掏出一塊石子來，用機緣甩去，打中非利士人的額，石子進入額內，他就仆倒，面伏於地。 這樣大衛用基然一石勝了那非利士人，打死他，大衛手中卻沒有刀。
Here's what surprises me.
這裡就是令我驚訝的地方。
In verse 48, not only is David courageous and bold enough to face this giant of a soldier,
在第48節裡講到大衛不會因為面對這個巨人他驚怕。
He runs toward him.
其實他是面對他地走去。
Did you notice this?
你有沒有注意到這一點?
I've known this story ever since I was a child.
我自小我就好認識這個故事。
But I didn't know he ran toward his challenger.
但我沒有留意到呢他是去奔跑去面對住佢嗰個嘅挑戰。
David didn't take a casual stroll.
大衛冇求其咁樣去攻擊呢個人。
He didn't take his time walking up to the line.
佢亦都冇即係話等時間嘅先至行到去嗰個前線嗰度。
He was determined.
佢係好決志嘅。
Courageous.
好有勇氣嘅。
And as though he was filled with something beyond him.
他心裡面充滿著一些他所想不到的東西。
We can go a little further with this running motif.
我們可以更加在這個奔跑這件事上面我們再看下去。
There is in fact a lot of running in this story.
其實在這個故事裡面講到很多奔跑的形式。
Three times at least.
最少三次。
First we remember the Israelite soldiers ran. They ran away from Goliath.
第一次就是講到以色列人他就是逃跑就是離開
They were paralyzed, remember, because of their fear.
他們因為他們的恐懼，所以他們停頓了下來。
But they ran also.
但他們仍然都是走。
Second, if we were to read just a little further into verse 51,
但我們繼續讀去第51節的時候,
we would see that after David had killed Goliath, the Philistines also ran for their lives.
當大衛殺死了哥利亞的時候那些非利士人都是逃跑。
With their best soldiers slain,
用他們最快的軍人那個的態度。
With their best soldiers slain, they were helpless now.
他們雖然是很有好的設備，但他們現在是好像沒什麼望。
Their hopes were in this one man who now lay toppled by a shepherd boy.
他們本來看到這個的他們的主角他們最有力的那個人現在已經撲倒下來了。
So the Israelites ran terrified.
所以以色列人是很恐懼的這樣走。
The Philistines ran in fear.
非利士人都是因為很恐懼的而走。
And finally, between these two instances, we see David quickly running toward Goliath.
我們看見這兩班人當中，我們看到大衛是很快的走向這個哥利亞。
Not in fear.
一啲恐懼都沒有。
But full of faith.
充滿信心。
Full of faith.
充滿信心。
One of the people during World War II who has fascinated and inspired me is the German pastor and theologian named Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
在第四世界大戰裏面有一個神學家令我好感興趣同埋好到我得到好大嘅鼓勵嘅就係潘霍華依位嘅神學家。
Bonhoeffer was a German and a Christian, and so you can imagine the distress he and his fellow Christians felt when Hitler and the Nazis rose to power.
潘霍華是一個德國人，但是他是一個基督徒，那大家可以推想得到，當希特拉和納粹黨在執政的時候，他和他那些的基督徒朋友所受的迫害和他們的精神壓力是多大。
You may not be aware of this, but there were in fact a number of Christians who stood up against the Nazi regime.
可能大家都不知道原來呢有一小部分的基督徒呢他們是站起來呢是對抗納粹黨和希特拉的。
Many of these Christians persisted in their public denouncement of Hitler.
亦都這些基督徒在眾人面前呢去抗議希特拉的。
And because of this, many of them were killed for doing so.
因為他們這樣做，所以很多基督徒呢，是被殺。
Around the time Germany invaded Poland, marking the start of other Nazi invasions,
當德國進侵波蘭的時候，想著呢，去另外一次的納粹黨的去侵襲的時候，
Bonhoeffer had just accepted a teaching position at Union Theological Seminary in New York City.
潘霍華他當時就剛剛就接納了一份在
合一神學院，芝加哥合一神學啊 New 啊 sorry 係紐約城嘅合一神學院嘅一個教職。
But inside Bonhoeffer, he was restless.
但係喺潘霍華嘅內心裏邊係好唔得平靜。
Within him stirred indignation at the Nazis.
因為佢內心裏邊充滿著對納粹黨嗰個嘅悲憤感慨。
And also a desire to be with his fellow Christians in Germany.
同埋佢亦都好想咧，同佢嗰啲基督徒朋友咧，可以係留翻喺德國嗰度一齊。
He wrote a letter to his friend in New York。
咁佢咧就寫俾喺紐約嘅佢一啲嘅朋友一封咁嘅信。
This is what he says. I've come to the conclusion that I made a mistake in coming to America。
佢話：我即係知道咧，我嚟美國咧係一個嘅錯誤嘅抉擇。
I must live through this difficult period in our national history with.The people of Germany.
我覺得我一定咧要翻到去同我德國嘅朋友人民咧一齊去度過依個艱難嘅時刻。
I will have no right to participate in the reconstruction of Christian life in Germany after the war.
話我冇可能咧啊，可以啊喺戰爭之後，我可以翻到去德國嗰度咧，同佢哋再一次去啊去重創翻啊。
If I do not share the trials of this time with my people,
而我而家唔係同我啲嘅德國人一齊去啊經過依一個嘅試煉。
And so Bonhoeffer boarded the last ship scheduled for Germany.
所以潘霍華咧就啊登上咗最後一班翻去德國嘅船。
He left a good teaching position in New York.
佢放棄咗喺紐約市一個好嘅一個教職。
Safe and secure.
係。好有安全感，同埋好有即係好好嘅一份職業。
And he headed back to Germany, where war was soon to erupt.
佢翻到佢自己嘅家鄉，而依個地方係戰爭將要發生嘅。
And in his time there, Bonhoeffer carried out what he said to do.
喺依個潘霍華將要做佢計劃所做嘅事嘅時候
，He established a small Bible school that trained pastors.
佢係建立咗一間。細小嘅學校去訓練牧師。
He spoke up against the Nazis.
佢亦都係即係去對抗納粹黨嘅人。
And he encouraged countless number of German Christians with his writings.
佢用佢嘅著作去鼓勵到好多德國嘅基督徒。
In this way, Bonhoeffer was like David.
喺依一個方面，潘霍華就好似大衛一樣。
Full of faith.
充滿信心。
And courageous.
滿入好木肉好勇敢
，running toward the enemy，
係面對依個敵人嘅時候，佢衝前去。
Unfortunately, though, Bonhoeffer did not, like David, overcome his enemy.
但係好可惜嘅就係潘霍華唔係好似大衛一樣可以去勝過咗佢嘅敵人。
In the weeks just before the Nazis surrendered, they executed Bonhoeffer, hanging him naked in the courtyard of a concentration camp.
喺納粹黨即係投降之前嘅幾個禮拜。潘霍華咧就被除曬衫咁樣吊死喺集中營嗰度。
He was only 39 years old。
喺嗰時候佢只不過係39歲。
You see, running in the story of David is simply another way of understanding how we live。
大家睇下大衛依一個嘅奔走，只不過係我哋去明白生活嘅另外一種嘅方法。
In the face of evil that offends God and oppresses people。Do we run away in fear or run toward it head on, full of faith?
當我哋睇到一啲嘅邪惡嘅事、一啲不合理嘅事嘅時候，我哋係咪就逃跑，還是我哋係去面對咧
？Paralysis, indignation, and running.
停頓落嚟，為咗一啲嘅事而悲憤感慨同埋奔走。
If we look at these as various stages that we can envision ourselves in on our way to a trusting relationship with God,
如果我哋喺呢方面睇下我哋同神嗰个关系嘅话
，Let me ask you，
容许我问大家
，Which of these words best describe you？
呢三个嘅字里边，边一个字系最适合嘅去描写你自己
？Is there something in your life that paralyzes you？
你而家系咪生命上面有啲嘅嘢令到你停顿不前
？What are you so in awe and afraid of that is？Preventing you from doing what is right.
有啲乜嘢係令到你恐懼而攔阻咗你做一啲應該做嘅事咧
？From living for God.
為主而活咧。
And what are you indignant about?
你今日为咗啲咩事感慨悲叹呢？
What has God placed in your heart that He is passionate about?
神将啲乜嘢放喺你嘅心里边，系叫你有嗰个同情心嘅咧？
And in what direction are you running?
你向紧边一个方向而奔走？
Are you afraid of what lies ahead?
你系咪为咗前面你摆生命前面嘅嘢，你喺度惧怕咧？
The unknown.Or can you imagine running full of faith toward the challenge that lies before you? David is kneeling at the brook, choosing five smooth stones. He's getting ready not just to defeat the Philistine giant.
佢係為咗唔單止係去打敗腓利士人嗰個巨人。
He's getting prepared to live and to lead for the glory of the living God.
佢乃係話為咗去準備神嗰個嘅榮耀而活，嚟去作好準備。
So my last question to you,
我最後對大家問嘅一個問題
is, what five smooth stones are you choosing?
你喺度選擇緊邊五塊光滑嘅石頭咧？